Hey, it's Conrad Thompson, and you're listening to Something to Wrestle With, Bruce Pritchard on Patron. We've got a very special episode for you today. We're going to do a little bonus content for you. And today, Bruce, I got to tell you, I'm looking forward to this one because we haven't covered a lot of current content here on the show. The current product is not something that has been heavily requested by the audience, but today, man, our man Joseph Getz, he actually suggested something that happened just a couple of weeks ago, right?
He sure did. And, you know, it started off calling top fivers and saying, hey, thank you guys for being a member of Patreon. I do greatly appreciate you. And he asked me after I asked him, and he says, have you watched the Ronda Rousey versus Charlotte Flair match yet? I said, you know, I've seen bits and pieces of it, but I haven't watched the match all the way through. He says, great. That's the one. That's the one I want from Survivor Series 2018. He wants us to cover the match of Ronda Rousey versus Charlotte Flair.
Well, we're going to make it happen, man. If you haven't already, fire up your WWE network. We're going to have you fire up Survivor Series from this year. That's right. November 18th, 2018, just a handful of days ago. And I want you to go to the time cue we're about to give here. It's 2 hours, 30 minutes and 41 seconds. One more time. That's 2 hours in. 2 hours, 30 minutes, 41 seconds. 2 hours, 30 minutes, 41 seconds. Give you a minute to make it there. And Bruce, this is the match everybody's talking about because this wasn't the original plan. And I'm curious to get your take on this. I saw this. I didn't get to see it live. I was on my way home, but I did get to see the match late that evening. And man, it was a sight to see. I'm interested to hear your feedback on this too, because we've seen Brock Lesnar sort of decimate and bully some folks like this. And there's been some times where guys have really had it taken to them, but for a ladies match, we've never seen anything like this before.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing it, man. I'm looking forward to it because I'm a big fan of Ronda's. I'm a big fan of Charlotte's and a couple of the other, young ladies from Becky Lynch and Asuka, who I'm like glad are in this whole mix. So it's going to be exciting.
Well, Bruce, what I want you to do now is go ahead and give everybody a countdown. And when you say play, we'll play. So you're going to go 1, 2, 3 or 3, 2, 1, whatever it may be. And then when you say play, everybody at home, press play and we will get going on this match. That's got the internet buzzing.
All right, guys, here we go. 3, 2, 1, play. In the hell of a crowd there in Staples Center. Shit, that looks damn good.
Yeah, I think it was sold out too. Staples Center, of course, is the old home of SummerSlam, but this year it got Survivor Series. And I think next year Survivor Series is going to be in Chicago.
Good place for it to be, man. Good place for it to be. Well, let's talk a little bit about what got us here. And it was originally supposed to be Becky Lynch versus Ronda Rousey for the championship. And then a accident in the ring that broke Becky's nose and face. She wasn't allowed to compete due to a concussion. So they had to put somebody else in there. And I think that a lot of people were upset that they feel they were rushing the Charlotte Flair match. I'm on the other side of that coin. I think it, maybe sometimes you got to take a negative and make it a positive. This may be the best thing to happen to Charlotte, to Becky and Ronda all the way around.
You know, it's fun because I feel like we just recently sort of talked about this when we were covering the Survivor Series 93 in that when Lawler had to pull out, you put Shawn Michaels in with the idea being, hey, if you lose a match and you can't deliver something you've been promoting, then the replacement has to be actually better. And I think a lot of people sort of had WrestleMania coming up circled as the proposed first meeting between Ronda and Charlotte Flair. Obviously Charlotte is the most decorated woman there and has had the most success. And maybe that makes the most sense, but as hot as Becky Lynch has been lately, other people thought, well, no, they need to save that for WrestleMania. But realistically, how do you do that? Because that's such a long time away, or so it seems. So the replacement match here still had a lot of people interested. And in storyline, Becky Lynch and Charlotte are at each other's throats. They're at odds. But when it came time for Becky to handpick who her replacement would be, she picked Charlotte Flair and then gave her a hug just a few weeks after a last woman standing match that everyone was talking about. So it is going to be sort of curious how they're able to finish that storyline. Of course, coming up next, we've got Charlotte and Becky and Asuka in a TLC match. So everybody's talking about this. And one of the things I always find interesting about these Survivor Series is the way they make the talent cut up these t-shirts to represent their brand.
Hate it.
That's what the new deal here for Survivor Series is. It's, you know, brand versus brand. So you've got a Raw Women's Champion, but a SmackDown contender. Of course, it was originally supposed to be the SmackDown champion, but Ronda doesn't wear the Raw shirt, just like a cut up Raw t-shirt over the back of her shoulders. It's still kind of weird though. I'm with you. I don't like it.
You know, we used to do that a lot of times when we would do the, around the Super Bowl, when we'd have the Raw Bowl and stuff, and guys would wear shirts like jerseys, like football jerseys and things like that. It's fine going into it, but once you get there, I mean, I get it. Charlotte's from SmackDown and Ronda is from Monday Night Raw. So I don't think you have to wear the shirts, but they do.
It's worth mentioning, this match was made on a Tuesday. They're having the match on a Sunday. Ronda Rousey, still very green in her wrestling career. You know, at this point, she's been wrestling for, you know, we'll call it a year as far as training. But actually on TV, you know, she hasn't been wrestling, you know, I mean, she made her wrestling debut really at WrestleMania. So you're talking about what, 7 months?
Yeah. Even, you know what? Hey man, let's give her the year and still, you know, that's not a lot of time. And everything I've seen from Ronda has been very impressive. I think that she's picked it up. She's got it. She loves it. She's been around it her whole life. And it's something she wanted to do. It's not just something she's doing for a payday to say, okay, well, I'm not doing the UFC anymore. I'm going to do the WWE. She really loves the WWE. She loves wrestling. So it's she's believable. And man, I love these type of matches. And man, they are getting after it already because it looks like a contest. It looks like they're actually trying to win a match. Imagine that.
Yeah, I guess we should mention that, you know, even though it feels like Charlotte hasn't been wrestling that long, I think she's like 6 years into her career at this point. So you've got somebody with, you know, a year's worth of experience versus somebody with 6 years worth of experience. And on very, very short notice, they've got to put together a very, very high profile match. I think it goes without saying, if they would have first hooked up at WrestleMania, they would have been working this match out for the better part of a month. But here they had a few days out in California working through the match. And I think it was probably somebody like Fit Finley who helped them put it together.
Well, sometimes, you know, it can be a detriment to have too much time to think about and put a match together.
You overthink it.
Yeah. You overthink it, man. You've got it in your head. You're going to go move for move for move. When you don't have that much time, you got to get out and wing it.
Watch that spot again. So Charlotte goes to throw Ronda into the corner and it looks like she trips and really nails that bottom turnbuckle.
Absolutely. Like, yeah, I like how you called for that and they were able to just pull up that replay like that.
Yeah. It's almost like I've seen this one before.
I know, it's great.
I got to tell you, I really enjoy the way Charlotte does the, it's like the old school T-bone Tazplex where she like really hikes the leg up before she does it. It feels fairly legitimate. There's a little old school leg work. We don't see that very often. I dig it.
Well, and the beauty is they're telling a great story where Charlotte's going to work the leg to go for her finishing move. And you constantly are doing that. And here's the thing, folks, watch the way Charlotte leans on Rhonda's neck here. And that's just old school psychology of punishment. And there you see the blow into the bottom turnbuckle. But this is good shit that guys forget because it's a work.
Bruce, I want to point out the top of Rhonda's head the next time they show it again. You see anything there?
The beautiful cornrows?
Fashioned like Roman Reigns' logo since he's out with leukemia.
That is, and I didn't get that. That's pretty damn cool.
How about busted open? So running into that turnbuckle, busts open Becky Lynch's mouth legitimately.
Well, Ronda Rousey's mouth.
Yeah, sorry.
You know.
It is a little weird, you know, that we're seeing women bleed inside of WWE. This would have been, you know, obviously a bloody scene on Monday. Oh, here you go right there. Maybe it wasn't the turnbuckle. It was the old flare bow.
That's it.
Great job by the production team for catching that and queuing it up right away. And you see the referee already pulling the gloves out. Who would have thought he'd be pulling it out for the ladies match?
No kidding. And now, you know, it's just so different from the way that it used to be. I couldn't even imagine back in the day for a doctor or a referee to take a look at a cut and say, okay, no, you can't go anymore. It's a busted lip or busted mouth. It's Jesse Ventura. I cut myself more shaven, more blood. And, you know, Rhonda just does things that are logical, and Charlotte is frig. She's good.
Well, what's cool about Charlotte is that she's so much bigger than everybody. And I think a lot of people, you know, sort of misjudge that, but I'm 6'3" and change. And when Charlotte has heels on, we're eye to eye, dude. I mean, she is a tall person. And as a result of that height and, you know, all of her muscle mass, she is not a lightweight. You know, she is a tall, heavy individual, especially compared to a lot of the other ladies. And I think there is certainly a perception of Ronda Rousey being this MMA champion that she's got to be the bigger bully of the two. And that's just not the case. Charlotte is much larger than her. And I think when she sort of works this, heel style, I guess we should say, and man, how fun is that? Seeing Ronda pull her up from the top rope. I don't think I'd ever seen that before.
I love it. I absolutely love it. You know, they're being able to adapt their match and make it, you know, so that this is Ronda's deal. And she's going for a lot of the mixed martial arts moves here.
The arm bar specifically, which is how she won all of her MMA matches. It wasn't a matter of when or how. It was going to be the first round with the fucking arm bar. I mean, she was going to find a way to get there. Now she's got an arm in triangle, but you see her trying to convert it. And there you go. Charlotte converts it to a Boston crab and whoop, we got to adjust ourselves a little bit. This is a good story though, because you're playing to Rhonda's strengths of, hey, I'm going to try to tap her out with my arm bars and MMA submissions. Meanwhile, the entire match, we see Charlotte really working over the knee, working over the leg, trying to set up her figure eight.
And then those brutal kicks, it looked like they hurt like a son of a bitch. And constantly just going back to Rhonda working the arm, Charlotte working the leg. And I think that some people will go, and there's a lot of people that will go, this is boring. This is that. This is a beautiful story.
Nobody said this was boring. Just so you know, This was very highly reviewed, over 4 stars from Dave Meltzer. I think the highest match he's ever given an American women's wrestling match was Charlotte's match against Becky Lynch the month prior. But he even said this might actually be more impressive just because of how inexperienced Rousey is and that Charlotte managed to get such a good match out of her on such short notice.
Well, of course, Rhonda's a hell of an athlete and Charlotte's an amazing athlete. And it just goes to show you that what two pros and two of the best, the elites, and this is really the elite in that division right now. And they've got some of the just best athletes that I've ever seen there. And I love watching Becky Lynch. And I love watching Asuka. And ouch.
Yeah. A move like that, where you can really see the size difference. It's impressive that she's able to pull it off. I think that's the best spear of Charlotte's entire career right there. No, I mean,
a little cemento,
a lot of the spears, maybe it's, people are too familiar or the timing or whatever. They don't always look awesome, but that one, especially after it's right after, you know, a finish, this looks almost like it could be a hope spot, but nope, bam, nailed her. And Rhonda was she took that perfect. It looked like it decimated her.
It may have
really, really good storytelling in this, especially when you consider the experience and back to the armbar.
Who'd have thunk it? I mean, seriously, Conrad, who'd have thunk it? Who would have thought that? Let's just go back 3 years.
Look at everybody standing with the figure four. You know, when was the last time you saw someone put a figure four on and people come to their feet?
Right.
Realistically, that's not been a finishing move, but Charlotte has established it as, you know, part one of the figure eight. And I think that's sort of a cool dimension that she's added to her dad's old finisher, because now the story is, can she bridge it? It's just a regular figure four that you've seen all the time, but can she bridge it? By the way, yep, when I watched this live, or the first time I saw it, I really hoped they were going to try to find a way to keep the figure four connected, even when they fell to the floor. I was like, if they can figure out how to do that, that would be something else, man.
Well, there is a way to do it. I just think it'd be pretty damn painful and probably snap someone's leg along the way. Sounds like something Bret Hart would try and do and figure out.
What I was saying earlier is, I really think that Charlotte probably enjoys being a heel more. You've told us here on the show, everyone enjoys being a heel more. So that makes sense. But just given her size, it's really hard, I would imagine. I mean, I'm not a wrestler. What the fuck do I know? But it's probably hard to be a sympathetic babyface when you're fucking bigger than everybody. And it's probably a lot easier to just use your size and be this big bully.
Well, and it's easier to be a bully and an asshole than it is to be a nice person. That takes work. And then Ronda throwing some hands in there, man. It's I wouldn't want to be in the ring with Ronda Rousey.
I want you to watch these chops, because these are different from Charlotte's normal chops. They're going to get a shot of Ronda's chest in a minute. And this looks like Flair Steamboat level chest stuff, especially compared to a lot of the chops we've seen from the female matches before. They're really laying it in here.
Well, that's a beautiful thing. And that's why that when you look at it and you look at talent like Ronda, Charlotte, and all the ladies in this division right now, they're not having the traditional diva match. Having matches that people are into.
Yeah.
And they believe it. And there's a good reason you can believe it, because they're laying their shit in and they're working their asses off.
I like the, you know, every time she's went for a pin and it hasn't worked, you see Charlotte start to cry a little more, and Rhonda too, like, what's it going to take for me to win? I'm giving her all I've got. And of course we get shots of Rhonda crying about all the pain she's going through, because look at her chest, dude. She's lit up.
Yeah. And I actually saw pictures of her the next day, where it was nice and bruised and red and raw.
I like that. Going for the arm bar. Nope. Let me just roll out here. It's a good strategy.
Yes, it is. And then the little bulldog is all over again. You know, going into this and thinking, all right, and the charge, I don't know, but for me, the charge would be, all right, go give them everything you've got tonight, but make sure you leave something. And from what I've been told, and so far, you could end the match right now. Well, I'd want to see it again with either finish. I could have Rhonda pin Charlotte right now, and I'd want to see it again, knowing that I could believe Charlotte could beat her.
She escapes with her arm to the outside. Man, it's just, it's weird to see bloody mouths and bruised chests. And this is a ladies match because a handful of years ago, as you said, that would not be the case.
No, it certainly wouldn't, man. And I also say there were only a handful of the athletes back in the day that would have stood for that. Wait a minute. You want to bruise my, this expensive chest? Like, yeah, well, it ain't ballet.
And here we go. Here comes the whole change in the entire match. Wham. So there you go. That's going to be a DQ. Not that it really matters. Into the steps she goes.
And now we get to see the sadistic side of Charlotte Flair.
You know, I want to talk about this because a lot of people, are of the opinion that all Charlotte Flair is doing here is ripping off Becky Lynch's The Man character. You know, I don't know how we can say that, you know, one person flipping out. I mean, that's what Charlotte's doing here. To me, this is different than The Man character. The Man character is, I'm a badass. Look at her. She just broke the fucking kendo stick over.
Well, you know what? And again, it's somebody that is, she's beating the shit out of her. I don't know that Becky has a patent on beating the shit out of people.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and here's the thing too. Not, I mean, this was with kendo sticks and a DQ and after the match and blah, blah, blah. And you know, what Becky's been doing is showing up in other people's locker rooms and putting them in finishing moves and, you know, cutting great promos, but having really, really good matches. And don't get me wrong, there's certainly been violence on both sides, but I mean, I don't think that means, as you said, that nobody can sort of turn heel or be a bad guy or snap, or that's sort of what all of this is based around.
Well, I like it. I like what I've seen so far, man. And it's a different type of aggression. And oh yeah, see,
I got to tell you, whenever the people go around to that little cubby hole there to get weapons, I'm always like, please don't be another cement block. Please don't be another cement block. Because just randomly a few years ago, they had gimmick cement blocks. And obviously this week here in particular, there was something else stupid that happened in wrestling with a cement block, but
good God. Look at how Charlotte towers over the referee as well. And this is good stuff. And again, where I think a lot of people thought that, oh, well, Charlotte's not getting a WrestleMania. I think with this performance and this type of finish, if you ask me, my prediction today, not knowing a single thing, I'd go with Charlotte, Becky, and Ronda in a triple threat at WrestleMania.
A triple threat?
Triple threat. Did I say that or threat?
You said that. Oh, it's going to be one of them triple threats, baby.
Ooh, it's going to be wild and triple threat.
What a spot that was.
Oh, nice.
The placement of the chair just felt totally coincidental. Little did we know, we're going to make a lap around the ring and then put it right on it. And the crowd is way behind her here. Thank you, Charlotte. People are really excited to see Ronda Rousey get smashed. You see the yes chant in the background. Why do you think, you know, are the fans sort of over Ronda Rousey just because the company's pushing her and it just sort of feels cool and in vogue to go the other way behind, you know, against whatever it feels like corporate wants us to cheer?
In some places I think it is, but also I think in some places they look at a talent and go, man, they over deliver tonight and they greatly appreciate it. So they're going to show appreciation to the talent that is busting their ass and making it all work. And in this case, it's Charlotte doing the work and making this shit.
The only bungled thing of the whole match is trying to figure out how to put the chair on. And you know, I guess that's not exactly anybody's fault because it's not like they've done this 1,000 times, but it does take her a few minutes to figure out how to get this spot set up. Cause we're not done. We've still got one more cool visual we want. It is sort of cool to see a lady wrestler smash a bunch of dude referees too.
Yes, in the ring. Damn right.
Shut up. What's wrong with
what? You? Well, you know. Oh. Very nice. Very nice. I got to tell you, man, like I said, I saw highlights of this and I thought, okay, it looked like they had a hell of a match. I don't know. The highlights even did this justice. This is one of those must watch matches that I have thoroughly enjoyed.
With a schmoz DQ finish. But, and I know a lot of times when you're reading reviews and you see it ends in a DQ or a count out, you think, oh, that's lame. But man, it wasn't here. They managed to still tell a story and I dug the hell out of this.
As did I. And it's one that I think you're going to be able to bring back. You could bring back the singles, add people to it. And this is going to be something that people are going to be excited about. And the beauty of it is the finish going forward, you can't pick it. And that's the beauty of a great match. When you can't pick it, you don't know what the hell you're going to do or what they are going to do.
Well, so there you go. That's your Ronda Rousey Charlotte match from Survivor Series. We're going to see some highlights here. And then Ronda's going to leave on her own, battered, bruised, tore up from that kendo stick. And this is what set it off.
Oh, swinging for the fences. And Ronda doesn't have the weight to be taking those steps down like that. But, that was, people forget those are big, heavy steps, man. And now it's just wearing her ass out with that kendo stick.
Yeah. Some of these shots, are ECW level shots. I mean, she's welted up and I know people are going to hear that and say, oh, that's silly, but look at her arms, look at her legs, look at her back
already. That's yes.
And look, this is beautiful right here. Just, I didn't even see this chair placement being a thing the first time. And then when she hit it, I was like, oh man, that was awesome. Like they really nailed that spot. And this is probably a Vince McMahonism here. Don't you think this is probably a spot he wanted?
No, that's a Fit Finley all the way. Whatever, they put her fucking head in the chair and chop her fucking head off. Yeah. This match had, and if it isn't Fit, hats off to whoever it was, man.
No, but it's probably Fit and Charlotte, great. If I had to guess.
Yeah, this thing was well put together. This thing was great. And I love the glassed over look in Charlotte's eyes. And you feel it. And back in the old days, I remember Gino Hernandez or Tully Blanchard came back one time after Duggan had hit him with a 2x4 and had a little knot on his face. And Wahoo McDaniel was like, it's good for the business, kid.
Dude, this tickles me. Everybody's out there with gloves. She's bloody. She's battered. She's been beat to shit. And Adam Pearce is like, hey girl, you want a water? Got you a water. I know you just had the shit kicked out of you, but here's a Dasani.
Well, is that Adam that has water? No.
No, he brought it in.
Oh, he brought it in for her? Okay. You want some water?
No, I don't want any water.
No, I'm not thirsty right now.
I'm trying to
sell.
Got
a beer?
I don't know. I don't know if I buy Ronda as a beer person. I think she's probably more like a skinny margarita person.
You think so? I see Ronda as a beer person.
Nah.
Really?
Have you hung out with Ronda in real life at all?
No, I haven't.
I just don't get that.
I just think from being around Roddy all the time that she could be a beer person, even though Roddy wasn't drinking in the last several years of his life.
Well, she wasn't around Roddy all the time, but
yeah, but still
it's a gimmick. I get it. So there you go. There's your Ronda Rousey Charlotte Flair match. I loved it. I thought it was great. I think, we've had back to back incredible performances from the ladies title matches with Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair. And then here, and I think they're going to keep the streak alive at TLC, man. When they got Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair and Asuka in there, man, you were talking about throwing a monkey wrench into things. Nia Jax has done that, but as you said, for the better, because now it feels like everybody is going to be better off, except maybe Ronda Rousey's arms. Woo. Bleeding from everywhere, cut everywhere, and how about this? Props to Ronda Rousey for taking this, because she's such a big star and so important to WWE and already established with the people who matter, the audience of one in the back. she doesn't have to do this. Like, she could have very easily said, all right, I'll do all that. But, yeah, you're not breaking kendo sticks over me, but she took it.
Yep. She took it out of love and she's a pro all the way. So, you know what Joseph wants, Joseph gets, and Joseph gets wanted us to do Rhonda and Charlotte. And I'm damn glad we did.
So there you go.
Hope everybody enjoyed it.
Thanks for supporting us here on Patreon. We got a little more bonus content coming to you soon. So hang tight. More is on the way. We'll be back in a little bit on Patreon.